He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. We just got back late last night from NAB 2016. It was a heck of a show, very intense. We were going probably 10 hours a day. We'd get up at 6:30 in the morning, and sometimes we didn't get back till 9:30 at night, but we had a lot of fun. I saw so much stuff. I have about 50 shows I can do just on the things that I had seen at NAB. Now, I have all the interviews ready to go. I have to just do a little bit of editing with them, and I'm going to put up the whole NAB series of interviews that I conducted at NAB. Our sponsors were Marshall Electronics, and I want to thank them so much for sponsoring the Gadget Professor Show live at NAB. So what we did is every 15 minutes I had a new company come on board and did an interview with them. I asked them to show us the new products, talk about their new product releases, their new announcements, and I learned a lot and I saw some very, very, very cool things, and I haven't even unpacked yet. Neither has Mike, although Mike won't pack for a couple weeks, but I will unpack today and try to get settled. We got files all over the place. We got them on hard drives. We got them on sticks, on portable USB, so we have a lot of work to get done. So I had so many things to tell you today on the show. I try to compress it and just mention one or two or three instead of 50. So what I'm going to do is I've picked a couple things that I thought were really extraordinary, consumer-oriented, because don't forget, when you go to the National Association of Broadcasters, you see all kinds of things, and most of that, quite a bit of it's not applicable for home use or semi-pro use. It's you know, it could be hundreds of thousands of dollars for some of the hardware, software packages that you see. However, that said, there are still probably 2,000 consumer items that you'll see, and I picked two of them to review today, actually three, and we'll see how much we get done. So the first item that I thought was just so cool, and it's not available yet, it actually will not be available, as I understand it, till the end of July, which probably means the end of August. It's already been delayed 3 months as it is. This product is called Mevo, M-E-V-O. And as you can see here, it's a camera, but it's just not an ordinary camera. This product is made by the folks at Livestream, and I actually saw several working models there, so it's not like it's vaporware. They're doing some fine tuning to it. Okay, what is Mevo? Essentially, it's a very small, it looks like almost as you buy a can of corn at the store or tomato sauce, it looks like an 8-ounce can. And it's a 4K camera with a microphone that will stream. Now, we have to understand that when you're dealing with 1080p, opposed to non-high def, it's a much smaller frame. When you're going 1080p, you have a very large frame with obviously high resolution. And on a high def camera, at a 4K camera, obviously that's higher, it's 4,000 than a 1080p would be. So you have roughly four times the real estate. What that essentially does is it allows you to take any portion, divide that screen, that 4K screen, up into four different sections, if you will, or any facsimile thereof, and get phenomenal 1080p pictures out of the 4K. So keep that in mind. You're probably saying, what is he talking about? Knowing that, let's take a look and actually watch the video to see what this Mevo camera will actually do.
Hey guys, we're here at the TasteMade studio,
and we're doing Facebook Live.
Yeah, with this cool new camera called the Mevo.
With the sushi, I want to take it down here. I've got some prepared soba noodles. Now they've been drained and cooled. I'm going to add in a little bit of rice wine vinegar.
So Seven noodles, two ways.
Yum. There you go, folks. So we get a chance to make this at home.
So there you go. You actually saw the video and you can get a good feeling for what it will do. Now keep in mind, all those frames that you saw are from being generated from one camera. You're actually picking what portion of that scene you want, and then it will enlarge it and make it as a separate camera. So this will stream live. It will stream directly to Facebook, so you can actually do your own TV show, your own stream live at Facebook using this MIMO device. It does work on Wi-Fi. You will need a stand or some countertop to put the camera on. There's no tripod that comes with it, although it has a screw on the bottom that will allow you to put a tripod. This will charge up for approximately 5 hours. Now, there's a little bit more to it, and you have to dig down, not real deep, but you have to dig into the website to see other accessories. This shows you, it's a very good website, by the way. It shows you all the things that you can do. But one of the things that you can actually purchase with this, and I would highly recommend it, is you go into Pro Accessories, and they have a boost device. And it's basically like a tower that the WeMo sits on top of. You can see it right here. That actually sits on top of that beveled tower. What the tower will do is it will boost the signal. It will allow you to charge the battery much quicker. It will allow you to get up to 10 hours of charge, and it also has an Ethernet port in it. So if you don't want to connect up to Wi-Fi, and if you're streaming something that's critical, you could use the Wi-Fi, no question, but it's always better, I believe, if you're hardwired. So this allows you an Ethernet connection so you can actually plug the wiring. And it actually comes with a tripod, so you can set this up in your kitchen or your living room and actually do a TV broadcast. It's going to be that simple. Broadcast on Facebook, stream it to live stream, whatever you want to do. And one thing that I find kind of interesting is they say it's rainproof. You can set up your MIVO indoors and outdoors, rain or shine. I don't know if I'd be doing that. Right here you see the screw in the bottom that will take any standard tripod. Over here on the left-hand side you'll see that little knockout, which is your Ethernet port. And right here is how you would charge it if you do not have the boost. So that's an overview of it. That's kind of what it will look like when it's on the tripod. There's a better view of it. And it's quite an interesting device. Now, it's going to sell for about $350, $400-ish, somewhere in that range. I'm not exactly sure. You can pre-order it now and save $100 just by clicking on the pre-order button. Now, another camera that I saw that's probably similar to, but it is different. This is called the Ali Home Camera. This is available now, and I will run a quick demo here of this. Let's click on that. All right, let's take a look at this video now. Now, the difference between this camera and the one I just talked about is this one is not 4K. And if you look closely, the resolution's good, it's 1080p, but it's not 4K. But this does something that the other camera doesn't do at this point. And I'm not sure, Mike, does this do VR or not, the other one, the live stream camera?
No,
I didn't think so. So this Ali camera, or All-I, it's A-L-L-I-E, I don't know how they're pronouncing it, this will do virtual reality. This is extremely cool. Now, this is a video that they actually show on their website, and I'm going to run it, and it's just a video of the kids playing. Again, the resolution's 1080p, so it's very high quality. And you'll notice you have a very wide angle view, but watch how wide that angle really is. You can go up to the ceiling, you notice that the fan's on. You can go to the left. You can go to the right. You can go all the way around. And this is what, I want to see what the top of that light looks like. So you get the picture, literally 360 degrees around. It's quite an interesting device, it really is. It will let you go up, down, around. You basically have a total 360 degree view, and all you have to do is just literally drag your mouse up, down, or all around. Very, very, very interesting camera. This device is actually ready now. I don't know if we'll be doing any specials. I will have these folks on in a couple weeks. So I would hold off a week or two if you want to purchase this camera. I'm going to have the people who manufacture it coming on our show and doing a live demonstration. What's cool about this particular camera is it will go directly on a YouTube channel. You can make your own YouTube or just put it on YouTube, and everybody can watch it. And it's what a great monitor for your home. I mean, you can just go 360 all around the house. It's on 24/7. And as I understand it, although I have not seen it yet, but it does pretty good at night from what they're telling me. So it will even work in the nighttime. It has night vision built in. I have not seen that yet. So I think these are really interesting products, and I can't wait to get both companies in here to do a live demonstration. And I'm fairly sure, at least I'm hoping, we'll get some kind of discount on the live stream camera. I'm not sure on the Ollie, but we'll check. So stay tuned to the Gadget Professor. We'll have a cool update on both of these products. Now, the last item that I saw, which is kind of neat, and I debated about showing it on this show or doing a whole show. So what I'm going to do today is just show you a sample of what this is, and then we're going to actually have the people from Marshall Electronics here in the studio, and Perry Goldstein will do a total review and a total demo of this entire kit. Now, what I'm referring to is this MXL. We can see it right here on camera too. This is the MXL MM170, and this is a gooseneck microphone. As you can see, it's very light, but don't let that kid you. This particular microphone has a 15-inch gooseneck. It has a headphone jack in the back that you can use to have real-time monitoring. And the jacks are right here. I don't know if you can see them, but here's the jack. There we go. Thanks, Mike. There we go. So right there is your mic out, and I'll show you the cord that plugs into that. That would be this cord right here. And I'll talk about that in a second. And then it also has a high gain and a low gain switch here, which is really beneficial. These mics, although they look small, they're really good. Now, I mentioned the cord. I'll talk about this in a second, but this is a TRRS jack and a regular jack or stereo jack. So you'll notice on this one, and I'll talk more about this, there's actually TSR stands for tip, sleeve, and ring, TSR. And you'll actually see that there's three black divisions here which actually separate the continuity from that. And on this one, there's only two. See the two there? Two black rings, and this one has three. What's the big deal on the rings? Well, if you're going to go into an iPhone or into a mixer, you're going to want this TRRS. If you're going to plug it into the microphone itself, then you're just going to want the TRS, right like that. So that's how the mic works. They also have a really nice mute button feature here that you can turn on and off. So what's the big deal? Why do you want to use this microphone? Well, one of the reasons is if you are having a conversation with your iPhone and you want really high quality, you would want to use this type of a mic. The other reason you would want to use this type of a mic is, let's say you're doing a Skype call and you have that little webcam mic. This particular microphone will just blow that away. It's a cardioid microphone. It has just impeccable voice reproduction qualities. It's great for podcasts, for voiceovers, for dictation, depositions, things like that. It comes with the cable, and we'll talk more about this when we do the show, but it also has the ability to plug one end into the iPhone where your headphone jack would be, and then you say, oh no, I lost my headphone jack. Not really. They have a pass-through, which will allow you to put a headset in this jack and yet put this one into your iPhone or your iPad or whatever the case may be, whatever iOS operating tablet you're using or phone. So it's a very convenient mic. It's very economically priced. Marshall has assured us that they're going to help us bundle some packages for you that will save you some money on these things. I brought this to your attention because it's so high quality. It's such a good mic. This is a mic that I actually used at NAB to do all my interviews, and when I saw it, I went, I had never seen the mic before, I had never tried it, and I looked at it, I went, you got to be kidding me, I mean, it looks like a toy. This is far, far from a toy. High quality, very professional microphone. I actually used four of these. I had one. The three other people that I would interview, they also had these, and in fact, it was so powerful, Mike kept saying, move back, you're so close, you're blasting me out. So these are really high power, finely tuned precision instruments, and if anybody's looking to have a great quality sound, if you're in the medical industry and doing conferences, you really want to check into getting one of these. And it's nice because they bend in any direction. So again, we'll have more on this in the upcoming weeks. I think you'll find them very interesting. In addition to that, they have a microphone mixer, and we'll show you the Marshall's mini studio packs that they have that will give you four microphones, four cameras, and it's on a desk. It could fit on a desktop that's 2x2, 2 feet by 2 feet. So watch for the all the NAB at Live and NAB interviews that I did the last 4 days, and you'll actually see my setup, and I'm using these microphones. And you might say, why am I using this and not one of the big ones that I typically would use? Because these work real well and they're small. So that's going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I am going to go home and unpack and kind of settle down and watch the grass grow for a couple hours, because NAB was really intense. So I'll see everybody next Thursday evening. Thanks for tuning in. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.